Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. I want to welcome everyone that's in the chat room, and if you guys would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 917-889-7099. I'm going to have Solaris Blue Raven join me here in a moment. I think I may have her on the line right there. Solaris, are you there?
I sure am, Mark. Hi.
Welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a billion clips here. I'm going to just start out playing them. And most are on Jade Helm. It's really interesting to hear how much people are talking about this. People on all different shows from all parts of the internet. So let me start out with the first clip here. Take me a second to get everything queued up and set up, and then we'll chat about this, and anyone that's interested can certainly call in. 917-889-7099. Here we go.
Shining it with loud explosions. You'd expect in a war zone. Echoed through Flint. And people's homes shook, and those inside were caught off guard. It went down at the shuttered Lowell Junior High on the east side. And we've learned the blasts are just an army exercise.
When the city representative was asked why the locals weren't warned in advance, his response was as typical as it is ominous.
Well, obviously I can't speak for the army on that, but we try to give people a heads up when we can. We can't go into too much detail. We don't want people just coming to these things and sightseeing. So we have to be careful with it, and we obviously have to respect the army's wishes.
Meanwhile, the Michigan Air National Guard published a warning just hours before they began night flying helicopter drills from the Selfridge Air National Guard base into the surrounding area of Mount Clemens, Michigan. Jade Helm 15 appears to be underway. According to U.S. Army Special Operations Command, urban drills conducted by all four branches of the military are to begin in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, Mississippi, Florida, and Louisiana from July 15th through September 15th, 2015. The state of Colorado and two Texas counties requested to be dropped off the list of potential mock war zones. Clearly, the Flint, Michigan, June 2nd, 2015 exercises are way ahead of schedule, and no warning was given?
There's older people. I mean, they probably give them a heart attack.
Some are saying Jade Helm stands for Joint Assistant for Deployment and Execution, Homeland Eradication of Local Militants. Homeland Eradication of Local Militants. This can only mean the returning veterans at the top of the Department of Homeland Security's domestic terror list. Back in 2009, the FBI launched Operation Vigilant Eagle, a nationwide operation that targeted militia sovereign citizen extremist groups with their sights set on veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wall Street Journal reported on the memo trail that led months later to the desk of then DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano. Janet Napolitano warned of a surge of domestic right-wing terror groups that would recruit returning veterans into their fold in order to carry out attacks similar to the Oklahoma City bombing.
Returning veterans are targets of right-wing extremist groups that are trying to recruit those to commit violent acts within the country. We want to do all we can to prevent that.
That very same year, U.S. active duty Army military police troops from Fort Rucker in Alabama violated posse comitatus by assisting in traffic control and securing a crime scene. These soldiers were reprimanded because the president and the governor didn't request their deployment. The Posse Comitatus Act prohibits the use of federal military personnel to execute the laws. Regardless, the feds interpret the language as it may apply to troops used in an advisory, support, disaster response, or other homeland defense role, as opposed to domestic law enforcement.
It was earth-shattering.
It was quite an explosion.
They were very loud and shook my house.
The explosions came the same day the city said the U.S. Army would be conducting training in the area.
Here we are, 6 years later, and a summer of rage is heating up. The Obama administration's rhetoric and George Soros' dollars have done all they can to divide the nation. United we stand. Divided we fall. Apparently, Northcom and Southcom see that as an order and not as a long-standing American value. John Baum, Infowars.com.
Well, folks, that is another excellent and extremely informative report by our own John Baum. I'm Alex Jones. We're live on this Friday worldwide broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. And
well, folks, we are learning about the Jade Helm exercises this evening. What we heard there was reference to some of the activity in Flint, Michigan. I have another clip a little later that'll give us some more information about a building that was destroyed in Flint, Michigan a couple months ago by a helicopter. Some shows are saying there was live fire there, 50 caliber live fire from that helicopter. I'm not sure. It certainly sounded like it. It was very strange because the helicopter itself, most of the time, was completely invisible. And well, it was at night, so it was just flying with no lights on, basically. And it was right next to this building. Too bad I don't have video, or you could see that yourself. We're going to just fly right down through a whole bunch of clips this evening from a whole bunch of different shows. And I'll be getting some comments from Solaris as she feels motivated to do so. Solaris, do you have anything to add to that whole Flint, Michigan clip?
Not yet. Let's roll with the clips.
All right. Let's run with the clips a little bit, folks. This clip will finish off, and then we'll flow right into the next one. I have a whole playlist set up this evening, so just sit back and
return. We're going to break down the huge developments on the TPP front. It's in trouble. The EU is in trouble. A lot of good news as the global fascist empire takes more serious blows from the worldwide rebellion against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones. You have found the tip of the spear for the fight for human liberty. Infowars.com.
Today's top stories for June 5th, 2015, Obama secretly backing Muslim Brotherhood. Article up by Washington Times. President Obama and his administration continue to support the global Islamist militant group.
I mean, it was loud.
Explosions you'd expect in a war zone echoed through Flint, and people's homes shook. And
hey, you're watching Mark Connors, Free America.
Hey, this is Mark Connors, Free America.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Mark Connors for Free America. I am in Oceanside, California, basically just outside of San Diego, California. And on my left right here, I have Colton, and on my right, I have Kevin. Colton, what do you do for a living, bro?
I'm a Marine.
And Kevin?
Work for the United States of America, USMC.
Okay. Guys, Kevin, you know what Jade Helm is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And Colton, you don't know what Jade Helm is, correct?
Not as much.
Okay. All right, that's interesting because people are going to find that really interesting because you guys are both Marines. You're active Marines right now, right? How old are you, Kevin?
23.
And Colton?
Just turned 19.
You're a young buck. Okay, all right. So, guys, now I'm going to ask you, Kevin, real fast. Point blank, I'm going to ask you right to your face, bro.
All right.
My listeners want to know if you're going to kick in their door and take their gun from them.
No.
Absolutely not?
Nope.
What are you going to do when your commander tells you to break the law?
I fight my brothers in arms at that point, because that's an unconstitutional order.
Absolutely. And you know the Constitution, obviously, right?
Yes, I do.
You know that part of it, at least, right? Right.
Yes,
now, how do you feel also, Colton? Tell me what you're going to do when your commander tells you that you got to turn in, you got to take guns from Americans.
At that point, I would give up what means most to me. I'd give in my uniform and tear the eagle of an anchor off of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
Uh-huh.
It's my family I'd be fighting against because that's the way I was raised, and there's no reason for it. And like you said, it's an unlawful order.
Right.
You do not have to follow.
Now, have they been training you guys to kick in doors?
We do. I know, not myself specifically, but just general Marine Corps, we have, like, our special forces teams. They train for urban combat, but that's more or less for overseas, you know, in the Middle East where
is that what they're telling you?
That's what, you know, that's the image they keep up.
That's the image that you keep up. But is that
right.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. I go with it. I try not to get it too into it because I know, you know, if it gets to that point that I won't do it. You know, I mean, there's not a spot in my soul that I could find to bring myself to be able to do that.
And Kevin, how about all your guys' buddies? What do you think they say?
All my buddies, and I know his buddies also, all of us, we're on the same page.
Uh-huh.
Me and my buddies actually have talked about this also, what we've done. It's an ongoing conversation. So.
In the military or the Marines?
Yes, sir.
It's an ongoing conversation? Really?
Yeah.
Are you guys worried about this shit?
I'm actually really worried about it.
How come? You're an active Marine. How come you're worried?
Because for the fact that my family is across the country, and I'm not there to protect them in case anything does happen. But I know if something does happen while I'm out here, I'm fighting for the people out here, too.
Mm-hmm. Have they been giving you guys live ammo?
Only for training purposes.
Uh-huh. And were you guys any of the guys? Damn, bikers. Bunch of hoodlums. Were you guys any of the guys that were marching through the streets a couple weeks ago here in Oceanside?
No.
See what I tell you? I knew he was a hoodlum. The cops were after him already. So how could you make America feel comfortable, guys? You know, Kevin, that people are shitting bricks right now, right?
Yeah.
You know that America's actually... this is going to be sad for me to say this to you guys. It really breaks my heart to say this to you guys. Do you know that America's afraid of you?
I do, and it's not right.
No.
Do you know that America's afraid of you, bro?
Yes, I do.
You my bro?
Yeah.
You my bro?
I am.
I'd fight for your family. I'd fight to the death to your family, bros. Your moms, your dads, your sisters, while you're gone, they pull that shit. I'll fight for you. I'll bless your family. So I hope you guys will, obviously you guys will do the same thing, right?
Of course, yeah. That's right.
What could you say to the American people, guys? I mean, you are literally going to be talking to the world here tomorrow. I'm going to have this up on the air tomorrow on Free America. What could you say to America, Kevin? Because you know a little bit more about this. I'm going to ask you too, Colton. But what could you say to America to put everybody at ease, bro? Because they're scared.
There's enough of us that will uphold our oaths and we'll fight. If you guys don't know about the Oath Keepers, look them up. The actual government listing us as terrorists. Members of the Oath Keepers, but we're not. We're just a bunch of military, police, fire department, first responders that are actually going to uphold our oaths, and that means of fighting back against enemies, foreign and domestic. And right now, it's going to be domestic.
Really? You believe that, huh?
Yes, I do.
How about you, Colton? You're a little bit younger. You don't have as much knowledge of Jade Helm as Kevin does, but, you know, I told you. America's afraid of you guys right now. They think that you're literally going to kick in. You're going to listen to Obama when he says, take guns. Can you say anything to America, Colton?
Honestly, all that I believe that needs to be said is that y'all should know the reason we joined the military is for our families, our family heritage. It's how we grew up, how we were raised. And it's what we want to do, you know. We want to put our lives on the line for everybody else that we can. And to be told to turn around and put that against the people that we fight for, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, that clip comes from the Mark O'Connor show, and he was interviewing two Marines there, and two Marines at least that say they won't confiscate guns and kick in doors, and it's kind of hard to believe we're at where we are here in the United States, but... we could be on the precipice of some unbelievable times here. Solaris, that was a pretty amazing clip, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And, you know, those guys are so young. First of all, they're just pups. I mean, they're super young. But I don't think Americans are as afraid as people think they are. I think they're more prepared and more on the defensive. From what I've heard in the grapevine and from the, just from people I've interviewed, I think people are starting to get really perturbed. They're starting to get fed up with the system, and they're starting to understand that there's something wrong insofar as, how our freedoms are getting violated day by day and how there's so much corruption. It just keeps becoming, so obvious to the naked eye that something's got to give at some point in the continuum. So I would say, preparation, obviously. But very interesting times we live in and very disturbing times, Mark, for sure.
It's interesting. I think Colorado opted out of Jade Helm, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so, too. And honestly, I haven't heard a peep of anything, so it's been extremely quiet. So Colorado's been very, very quiet. You wouldn't know anything's going on if they were. If they are doing anything, it's probably artificial intelligence array technology, because they're not doing anything that's visible.
Nothing that we can see anyway, right?
Right, yeah. Hidden in plain sight, so to speak, right?
It's all invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me do the next clip. This will be a guy named Dabu7 that kind of, he typically focuses on Jade Helm. Give me a second to cue this up and see how this sounds.
This is Dabu7 with a big video going beyond Jade Helm. This military buildup that is undeniable across the country at this point, and thanks to all my subscribers and followers that have sent in footage and information, I'm going to share it all in this video. What you're looking at here are blacked out buildings being put up here by FEMA in the backwoods of Kentucky. One of my subscribers that goes through this area all the time and works as a contractor said he's never seen anything like it. And at the front on the fence, it says it's ran by FEMA. Completely blacked out buildings. So once again, thanks to all the subs, you guys are about to see some crazy footage here. And if you don't think something's underway going across this country, you better think again. I want to give a shout out to Emily out on the West Coast picking up all this military equipment that they've now gone by today, and they say it is all gone. Wonder if that's what's on these trains. Chinooks. Over Kansas, residential areas, in places people normally don't see this type of activity. Same thing in Boston, Chinooks, over the area. A C-5 cargo plane. Texas. This is Oroville, California. And you can see the tracks are stacked. Military vehicles as far as the eye can see, both directions. Got lucky and got a good clip here. And this is what's going down across the country, guys. I want to give a shout out to M. Hodges on this recent information right here with the train, too. This is what it's about. Thank you to all of you out there that's sending in footage. I'll continue to update as I get it, but I just wanted to share it with everyone out there and let it be known. Once again, we're seeing a lot of military activity across the country, a massive buildup, a lot of movement, and it's undeniable at this point. I will continue to share information as you guys send it my way. For those that missed it, I've covered shipping containers at a Walmart in Kansas by the dozens. And also, instead of seeing any plumbing equipment at the Midland, Texas facility or Walmart, instead we find military equipment behind the building. Now, I'll leave you guys on this clip. This is the Medford Armory in Oregon. And she states that it normally only has a couple vehicles, but now it's packed. She gets an angle here, the entryway, and it sits, you guessed it, right next to Walmart. So shout out to Tiffany on that link. And shout out to everyone else out there that's been sending in information. I'll continue to share it as you guys send it in. And remember, we're in this together. Much love.
Got a break. The police are super awake despite all their problems. The country's disintegrating. I mean, you know, what do you expect? The military, from what I've seen, is super awake to what's going on. Doesn't that give the socialists, the globalists, a problem? Isn't that their Achilles heel?
No, because Obama gutted all of the combat veterans who could have led a movement against an illegitimate government. He started it right after Benghazi. I named them in my last book. One general after the other was purged like Stalin purged them, only instead of shooting them, first they smeared the generals. He got drunk in Moscow. You hear this? He got drunk in Moscow, so they fired the chief of our nuclear arsenal, the man who knew how to run the nuclear system. He was fired for getting drunk in Moscow. Another one was found with a gambling chip in his trousers after going gambling. I mean, if that was the score here, they would have all quit. I guarantee they've done more than get drunk and go gambling. So, no, they're gone. The police have been deballed by this illegitimate, racist administration. Holder has deballed the police. Look what they've done in various cities, using the pretext of racism, all lies, to deball the police. So, yeah, the police are there. They're brave and they're armed. The military is there. They're brave and they're armed. But who's going to lead them? Where, without a Napoleon, where do the troops go?
Well, that's
It's very interesting to hear this from different sources. At least I think so. I really enjoyed that. I mean, you hear Dabu Seven, this guy. He has a YouTube channel. He kind of travels around the country. He's filming things. You see these trains filled with, you know, their Bradley fighting vehicles and tanks getting moved around, and then you got Dr. Michael Savage on the Alex Jones show, and he's going to talk about what he thinks is the coming civil war. And it's there's a lot of information flying around now. It's really interesting, at least I think, to survey it this way.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Mark.
And Lisa, that's my thoughts on it. I mean, it's very, really, really interesting. I think you have to take it with a bit of a, I don't know if it's a grain of salt, because, you know, sometimes people will exaggerate things, but there's something going on.
Oh, yeah, I think it's safe to say there definitely is something happening. To what degree it goes and escalates, that's another scenario altogether, and I guess we can see that throughout the summer and into September. But so far I haven't seen anything really, really bizarro, although we did have those strange shootings, you know, But who knows? I mean, that could be staged also. So there could be some things happening behind the scenes.
Which shootings are you talking about?
Wasn't the one where the naval yard, wasn't it, just recently? We had a shooting from that Muslim guy who just shot four officers or something like that.
Four? He shot four?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. That was the article I looked at, yeah.
I think a lot of these.
Don't quote me on it. I know that there was one of those scenarios that just took place.
I really think a lot of these shootings are staged events to try to gun control.
No, I agree. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to walk on you there, but yeah, no, I agree. It's just about control and taking and finding an excuse to really confiscate weapons and being able to defend yourself. But you know, I don't understand why our military is complying with D.C. right now. I still don't get why they think that. I don't understand what they're not seeing, how we can all see what's going on, but yet they're just kind of blinded, you know, they're just completely controlled.
It's very interesting
to watch that.
The other aspect of this is the financial part, because I think there's also a financial crunch that's going on right now. And I think it's just beginning. I mean, some people are talking about a dollar collapse this year. Of course, they've been talking about that for a long time, but I think the elite are kind of moving things around, and I think that's going to become more and more obvious as we go on here. You'll see the economic pressure, and maybe that's part of what they're training for, is they know, you know, potentially two things are going to happen. A, the dollar is going to collapse, which is going to cause internal chaos. And then that may be an opportunity for ISIS to cause even more chaos. So maybe that's the whole point of this. I can't imagine. Yeah, I don't think they're really training in the United States to be, you know, preparing for war overseas. They never had to do that before. You know what I'm saying? They're not.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're training on public property. To me, that's more of an intimidation factor. That's
well, I agree with you. Well, you know, Mark, what's interesting is whatever they're preparing for, there's always an opposing force. Now, we have to define what the force really is and why they're so paranoid, because they're using a lot of posturing insofar as it seems to me like they're very intimidated by whatever it is. Now, if it's just regular civilians with firearms, that's interesting because, you know, it just seems like it's something more than that in my mind's eye. It seems like there's something else that's happening that they're preparing for that's not necessarily related to the civilians in general. So I guess, once again, it's one of those things you have to profile from afar and just observe it and see what transpires. But interesting.
I on another show, I think it was Dr. Jim Fetzer's show, he made an interesting statement that in the state of Pennsylvania alone, there are something like 1.2 million gun owners that are deer hunters.
Mm-hmm.
So they're... There is a rather a large civilian army in the United States.
Well, and I will say one thing, Mark. A lot of these people that do own firearms, I mean, a lot of them are really good sharpshooters. I mean, they're not like, I don't know what they're thinking, like hillbillies in the wilderness. I know a lot of people who have conceal and carry that these people know how to shoot. They're trained very, very well, probably better than law enforcement. So yeah, I mean, I think they underestimate Americans who own firearms. I really do, because there are some who are really skilled.
Exactly. Okay, let me pick back up with Alex Jones here and Dr. Michael Savage.
Another point, that's why George Soros got caught, as you know, openly trying to fund the white instigators they send in to chant, you know, kill the pigs and all this, and then they get away with it. It's so clear they're trying to start a civil war.
So that's my last book, Stop the Coming Civil War?
Yes.
Well, guess what? It started. We don't have to talk about it. Has there been a civil war? Yeah, it's a slow-burning civil war. What do you think we're looking at here? It's a race war. These are their shock troops. These are their shock troops. And they don't have the brown shirts yet. They don't have the armbands. But soon Obama could deputize them. Isn't that a national army for him, Alex?
It is. That's what he called for it. A national security force.
Take the Crips and the Bloods. Give them a green uniform and give them a weapon. And they'll keep order in the streets, won't they?
It's so crazy, and history's repeating itself. It's just bizarro land. Dr. Michael Savage is our guest. We're going to come right back into his new book, Michael Savage, Countdown to Mecca.
Okay, I'm against Jade Helm takeover.
Sir, can you tell me what your name is, where you're from, and what brought you out here today?
My name's Daniel DeCruz. I'm from Bastrop, Texas. I went to school in Austin, and I'm a concerned American, Texan, Bastropian. I just think the government should be held accountable to the decisions they make, and I think it's our privilege and it's our duty as Americans to ask questions about what our government's doing. These are elected officials, or our judges, not the guy with the army, but... you know, I think it's our duty to hold them accountable. So.
Okay, we're here with Kathy Glass, who ran for governor this past election. I'm very surprised to see you come out here from the state. How and why is it so significant to you?
Well, my husband and I have a small ranch in McDay. So we live half life in Houston and half life out here in Lee County, actually. So what's happening back is very important to us. It's important to all Texans. It's not just a local thing going on.
Let's talk about the truth. Jason.
Yeah, okay. Jay Tillman
Bastard. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. How many questions are you going to ask? Did you ask everybody how many questions they're going to ask? Yes, you said.
I'm asking you how many questions do you think I'm going to ask?
Let's say I'll stop. It's five max. Five max. Three?
Three.
Three. All right. First, have you say and spell your name and position?
Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lasorian, Director of Public Affairs, United States Army Special Operations Command.
All right, Colonel. You spent a lot of time in answering questions. I'm trying not to be redundant. Just in the most general soundbite sense, what is JHELM?
JHELM is a training exercise to produce top quality U.S. Army Special Operations Forces for operations overseas, future operations overseas.
And you had a lot of concern here today. Fair to say?
There were a lot of questions asked here today, and I was really supportive of that. I think local governance is a fantastic thing. And much like the judge said, it'd be great if everybody came out in force like that to all of the meetings. Local governance is where things happen.
Well, that wasn't really a question, I want a statement, but I'll try to be concise as possible. I've got a question about Metris Global and Thomas Mead, I believe, are involved in this operation.
Sorry.
Metris Global and Thomas Mead?
I'm not familiar with, what was the first thing again?
Metris.
No, I'm not familiar with that. Thomas Mead, he is a coordinator for the exercise.
All right, I'm here with Zizi Arnetta, former InfoWars reporter. You are here, you asked a question. What do you think about this JHELM operation and also their response to it?
Well, overall, I think I'm mostly disappointed in the way that they let the public know. I found out about it from the Bastrop County paper on the internet, and it was coming out at the same time it came out on InfoWars. It's like they're saying one thing, and then they're saying another thing at the same time. Now, both sides of their mouth, so it's confusing. When you're talking about putting people in civilian clothing, I just do not understand what that matters, since this is supposed to be about foreign territory.
Also, is an interesting interview, an interesting clip, and that was, of course, a colonel that you were hearing talking to the InfoWars reporter there. Solaris, if you had any comment there, please dive in.
No comment right now. I heard that one actually before on InfoWars, so yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I'm going to move on to a very, very interesting clip. It's retired General Bert Stubblebine, Dr. Rima Labo on Dane Wigington's show. I think I'll play part of it, and then we can do a little analysis, and then we'll play the second part of it, which is even more interesting, I think. So let's cue this up, and
hi, everyone. It is June 2nd, 2015. I'm going to play a short clip of an interview on Dane Wigington's channel, Dane interviewing General Bert Stubblebine and Rima Labo, Dr. Rima Labo. Very important information. Please circulate it. Filled with information and connections between all of the toxins, the geoengineering and the fluoride and the mercury and the vaccine, even the connection with JHELM, the power structure triggering forces on the planet that can't be stopped, the chaos that is coming. General Stubblebine also talks about the 9/11 and it being a false flag and how heartbreaking it was for him to wake up to that reality. Anyway, I hope you circulate it. It is a very interesting interview. And here's the clip.
I wrote an e-book which is available free on the internet called, I believe it's called Radiation in America, very simple title, in which I document that the vast preponderance of the U.S. population is living in areas which are chronically so far above the EPA required permanent evacuation level that it's double and in some cases triple that level. The population is never told that, and certainly the population. What are you going to do with the 89 or 90% of the population of the United States? Well, one thing you can do is kill it. And then you can take the remaining 10% of the population, and this is the Agenda 21 plan, which is intimately connected with what we're talking about. You can take the remaining population and compress it onto, as is planned, 1% of the Earth's surface, returning the rest of the Earth, allegedly, to the wild, rewilding it, and making sure that people live, the people who are allowed to continue to survive, people live in 526 square feet of space. That's their lifelong allotment of room. And controlling what they eat, controlling what they know, educating them. This is Agenda 21, educating them in such a way that children are undereducated, specifically because, and I quote, people who are educated to their full capacity consume more than their fair share.
The first thing that Dr. Remo Lebo said there that I thought was a little over the top or amazing was that the radiation levels are so high in some places that they're above the official evacuation levels. Now, that is stunning if that's true, Solaris. What do you think? Is that exaggeration?
Right, is she talking? I don't think she's exaggerating. As far as I don't know what it is around the Fukushima area. I'm wondering about here in on the mainland. And of course, if you talk to Henry Crowley, you know, he was concerned about the fishing over there, over in Alaska, and the spiking up of radiation, which they're not checking and monitoring. I mean, literally, it was all shoved under the carpet. So who knows how much radiation is really out there, and so far as how much people have been exposed to already. And I do think this has gone on. What was Fukushima several years ago? I mean, literally, if things are going to start creeping up, health issues, yeah, they'll start spiking up now.
Yeah, I thought, I have to listen to the clip again. I thought she was literally talking about places here in the continental United States where the radiation is so high that we should be evacuated. I hope she's wrong. I wouldn't be surprised either. But let's hope. I hope not.
Well, you know, and you have to ask how are people feeling. I mean, have we had any issues where people seem to have radiation sickness of some kind? I mean, that's another thing to look at in certain areas if they're all of a sudden surging with certain radiation illness. So that's one of the cues right there, or cancers surfacing, things like that.
You know, the other thing that's so interesting, at least in the area of the world that I live in, is the incredible amount of rain that we've had this summer. It's really made the garden grow like crazy. And I think we had a lot of rain in the winter, too. That's why we had so much snow. And I happen to be reading Contact 216 of the Meyer material, and it was probably written in the 70s, that explained that that's the kind of weather that we would have here on the Earth because of the various damages that we had done to the biosphere, that we would see higher and higher moisture content, higher and higher rain, more and more snow. I think we're, like when I was talking to Dr. Richard Sauter last night, I think we're past a certain point in all of this. You know, it's gotten to a certain level now that we're really going to have to start taking action. And we need to correct some of the problems here on the Earth. Let me pick back up with this clip. It's, you know, a little bit farther into it, it gets extremely, at least to me, extremely interesting.
Of the Earth's resources and feeding them so that they do not reach their genetic capacity.
These things are definitely going on. Are these plans, I believe, have been implemented? What I would argue is that the power structure has now triggered mechanisms on the planet that cannot be turned off, that will keep these plans from reaching fruition. We have mass methane expulsion happening in the Arctic. We can relate that to climate engineering as well. We know that climate engineering has altered upper-level wind currents. That's altered ocean currents. We have warm water now pumping into the Arctic. We have a shredded ozone layer, which is adding to the thermal energy buildup on the planet, which, by the way, we're building up thermal energy on planet Earth right now at the rate of 4 Hiroshima bombs per second, 400,000 per day. That's how fast heat is building up, and climate engineering is making it worse, not better. In addition to being tied to every single thing we've discussed here, there is nothing that you can't in some way connect or tie to climate engineering.
Exactly. That's my point.
And now at this juncture, again, with Project Jade Helm, I would argue, again, as climate engineering becomes impossible to hide due to the cataclysms that are unfolding and the power structure becomes more and more exposed, they become more and more dangerous. Now we have Project Jade Helm happening, which General Stubblebine has already stated is a cause for absolute concern, and who better to state that? Now, on that note, since in the past we've had, of course, exercises that were preludes to 9/11, UK bombings, Boston bombing, there's always a drill going on right before these events.
By the way,
Dane, you're absolutely correct. And Jade Helm is a huge exercise, over 2 months. And it has, in addition to the sort of the military aspect of controlling a city or an area, they have special operations units that are designed to kill dissenters. Did you hear what I just said?
I did.
Anybody who dissents can be killed by these special ops people, and they're special ops from the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines.
I just have to stop there for a second. He's saying that they have special operations in the various branches of the services that have been trained to kill dissenters. And I wonder what they mean by a dissenter. Does that mean somebody that has a radio show that doesn't like exactly what they're doing?
Well,
does that mean a person that's involved in the operation that doesn't want to continue? Who and what is a dissenter? That's very interesting.
Right. Well, I would say it's someone who doesn't subscribe to the agenda, somebody who will protest what they're doing. If it's some kind of a New World Order stance or something that they're doing when they're taking over, and people stand up and are trying to be counted, yeah, they'll probably try to do an assassination of some kind. That would make sense. I mean, the military, let's face it, I mean, they're designed to do one thing, kill. They're not your friend, they're not your buddy. And that's what people need to understand. I don't know why they seem to think military is the good guy. They've never been the good guy. If you're in the military, you're designed and you're trained to do one thing, be a killer. I mean, whether you like it or not, that's just the way it works, right? So,
right.
And unfortunately, you know, Mark, I'm looking at this stuff, and it's so foreboding, but at the same time, we know we're in the middle of a hornet's nest here. We know we are in the middle of Mordor. And I don't know if there's a place across the planet where it's safe for us, if we should evacuate America, if we should just get the hell out of here, try to find a safe haven somewhere. But it seems to me like this is a global thing. And yet the beast of it, the majority of it's happening here in America. And I think the reason it's happening is because America has always been a beautiful ascended place. I mean, in the past, in the illusion of it, has been a good place for freedom, enlightenment, entrepreneurs, and I think that this is a big target. I mean, if they can take America down, then they've got the whole thing.
Wow, what an interesting time to be alive, and what an interesting thing to be able to analyze all this and see all this happening right in front of our eyes. I'm going to continue.
Well, yeah.
Very, very interesting stuff here. Let's continue.
In some ways, I must add, one of the most disturbing aspects of Jade Helm, which very few people are commenting on that I've seen anyway, is that it's not just the military. It's bad enough if it's the military, but it's also the police who, as we know, have been super militarized and are being trained to regard all of us as the enemy. So the police are being trained to become the oppressive perpetrators, right along with the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the National Guards, the Coast Guard, etc. And so thinly veiled, they say, well, this is so the military can go to other countries and preserve democracy by knowing how to deal with dissenters. Well, does that mean that they're sending all the police? Of course not. So that little factoid, I find to be a key revelation, if you will, in what the real purpose and the real disaster that lies in wait for us as Jade Helm goes more and more and more alive.
I go forward to elaborate on what General Semmelweis said, it would be the expected procedure with this type of tyranny for those in power to try to take out people in society that they feel have leadership qualities or that are not willing to lie down and look the other way, correct?
Well, what is the description of a dissenter? Is it somebody who doesn't like to go in there, somebody who is voicing it, and is it somebody who's just thinking those thoughts? How do you define a dissenter? Who defines the people that will be shot as dissenters? I mean, holy smokes. And this is exercised for 2 months in the United States where people are getting used to or expected to get used to seeing military forces as Everything is shut down, and we go into martial law.
Well,
there's martial law across the country.
And that gets to not thinking clearly. That gets to the fluoride, which is also synergistically toxic with the aluminum being sprayed. So the aluminum is being sprayed, the mercury is being injected, and the fluoride is being consumed in toothpaste, water, et cetera. And all of this is leading to a state of cognitive apathy so that people are willing to accept this kind of thing instead of saying, no, not here, not now, not ever.
And that's an extremely important aspect you bring up, Rima. And this is where, again, the climate engineering is such an incredibly powerful tool for those that are now running the world, because they can saturate everything on the planet. So none of us can escape from these elements and their effects. And this is where the whole climate, quote unquote, climate engineering aspect is so complicated. And a lot of people try to put it in this box or that box, but we have so many things going on at once. We have weather warfare. We have biological warfare going on. We have an attempt to hide the damage already done to the planet from the population so they don't panic by doing even more damage to the planet. So again, with this particular mechanism, there is no place to hide on planet Earth. I've been contacted by... Yes?
Jane, let me correct you, because there is a place to hide, and the place to hide is in all of the underground cities that have been built and high-speed trains going from one city to the other underground.
Yes.
What is that about?
So there's no place for us to hide.
That's right. Correct. Your point's well taken, though, that those in power are digging into the deep underground bases. No question there. I've been contacted by some people in the military that have just gotten out that said that their peers still in the military are waking up quickly to many of the things that you've already woken up to, and they're waking up specifically to the climate engineering issue and the biological warfare that's an aspect to that.
Solaris, any comments?
You know, I really appreciate Dr. LeBeau's information, and I must say, that's hardcore information right there, and it's kind
sure
of disturbing.
Is.
But she's right. I mean, they were right about the underground base areas. I mean, we talked about this before. I believe your guest last night also touches and has written about the underground bases, and that is, obviously for these divisions, so to speak. But then I'm thinking other underground bases, Mark. I'm thinking South America. I'm thinking about the underground areas that were created by these other species that were here before mankind showed up. And I think that that's one of the reasons. Now, maybe they use that for their own self-preservation, but if I was a person that lived close in proximity to some of those areas, I would consider going there.
What Dr. Labo said about, what did she call it, cognitive apathy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word she used?
I think she did.
Because of the fluoride and the mercury and the vaccines and things like that. And, yeah, I think that's one of the things we're facing is also the television.
Right, they're just, in train.
Yeah. And also just, the economic system that we're on takes so much effort just to keep your head above water and to do all the normal work type things that you have to do. It's a very bizarre situation that we have right now. But I find it in a strange way extremely fascinating, because I can see all these different personalities waking up and so many people, in so many different walks of life, and not only in the United States, but people who have moved out of the United States, like Dr. Souder, who I talked to last night, and Dr. Rima Labo and General Stubblebein, they've made the decision to move out. So they've already come to that deciding point. But maybe, I'm still hoping and still holding out that maybe it's not all going to disintegrate to the level that has been, predicted and prophesied in the Meyer material. I'm hoping it's not going to disintegrate to that level. So maybe I'm just an eternal optimist.
Well, I think you should be optimistic, but where there's smoke, there's fire, unfortunately. We've had smoke for a while now here in America. And I foresee it, you know, like I said, I had a red alert to get out of the country several years ago, and I probably should have moved on it, and I'm still here. And I still think that it's kind of a suicide insofar as being here. I honestly believe that long-term here is very dangerous. There's just, unless things change drastically, you know, within the next year or so, we're in for some bad stuff. I mean, I do see that. There's no doubt.
Well, the other aspect to this that hasn't happened yet is, or maybe it's starting to happen, is the financial aspect of this. And I don't know exactly what it's going to entail, but I think that's going to be part of the catalyst. I don't know if the dollar is going to collapse or not. You know, they've been saying that for the longest time. But that could be the other aspect of this that we're going to see. But it's, you know, just listening to all these clips, I just find it fascinating. You know, so many people and so many different walks of life that are seeing this. And I still really don't understand why the military needs to do a 2-month training operation inside the domestic U.S., outside of military bases. It seems over the top to me. It seems absurd.
Right.
I mean, even in these military bases now, they have little cities set up where they can train if they want to train for urban warfare. I just wonder if some aspect
of this,
do you think this is a psyop? Are they just trying to intimidate?
I think it is a psychological warfare. Yeah, I do agree, Mark. I think it's a psychological program to get people all excited and all freaked out about, you know, the potential of a takeover like that or martial law. I think it's a psychological assessment to some degree to see how people respond. And a preparation and a calibration, but I also, and you and I both have looked into this with, I forget the woman's name, but they were talking about an artificial intelligence deployment of some form of hardware, which is part of some kind of array system, I would suspect. Now, coming from my background with artificial telepathy and artificial intelligence, I'm very clear that, yeah, that can be a detriment to the masses and used for entrainment, mind control, and manipulation. So whatever they're doing behind the scenes, and they're very sneaky about it on a technological level. That I can guarantee. And that's one of the reasons I think it's almost too quiet right now.
All right, let's continue. This is a good clip.
My question for you, General Stubblebine, is this. On your contacts, or of your contacts in the military or formerly in the military, what percentage would you say or estimate that have, of those contacts, that have woken up to what is really going on?
This is a very interesting question because, I don't know the answer to that. My classmates won't talk to me.
General Stubblebine was thrown off the class of 52 list because he posted a joke about the very, very risible George W. Bush during his time as the twice unelected president of the United States. And his classmates assumed that meant that General Stubblebine was unpatriotic and was unfit to speak to the other West Point graduates.
They won't allow me to speak or to be part of their system, period.
So isn't this astounding? This is what quote unquote patriotism means now, to go along with the tyranny, to not question the tyranny at all. And
yes, you got it.
Yeah. And this is even someone who's given as much as you have given, that was willing to give as much as you were willing to give. Even you were ostracized. And
yep.
I would argue this of what we face, that no matter what plans they have in place, and no matter how willing to conform many in the military are likely are, that the level of chaos that we will soon face will make it impossible for those in power to carry out the plans they have in the way they plan to carry them out, because those who they have recruited to carry out those plans will be more concerned about their own families that will be caught up in that same chaos. And I think we are in absolutely uncharted water here. Let me ask you this, General Stubblebine, that certainly there must be some of your contacts that you feel know this is going on. And I have the people from the military that have contacted me recently that are now helping us to expose climate engineering, they seem to indicate at least within their ranks that many are waking up and becoming increasingly reluctant to carry out this kind of tyranny. Based on, again, your history in the military, what would you say, based on the scenario I described and the kind of chaos that is likely coming very soon, what percentage of the military do you think, given that scenario, would wake up and realize what's going on and refuse to participate?
I think it would be relatively small initially. It would probably grow as the martial law comes down hard with a hammer, as dissenters are either killed or taken off to prison somewhere, to a FEMA camp. But my guess is right now, not very many of us have awakened as I have.
Running counter to that, we have to look at Obama's purge of hundreds of high-ranking military people. And we have to ask, were these the people who were most awake? Were these, for instance, the folks who were saying, no, I will not bomb Iran with a nuclear weapon. I'm not going to do that, sir, commander-in-chief though you may be. If that is true, that is the accurate scenario, then these discarded military leaders may very well form the core for the awakening, for the mobilization of the awakened that you're talking about. This is going to be bloody and brutal and terrifying.
Bloody and brutal and terrifying. Well, I'm hoping it's not going to get to that point, and I'm hoping that enough people out there will start to utilize their thinking skills and keep a neutral, positive point of view and keep under control, keep their emotions in check, and not allow themselves to get overwhelmed and oversaturated with too much information, because the might of our own thinking is really incredible, and I think it is possible that we could turn this negative trend around. We've got about 2 minutes left in the stream. Any closing thoughts, Solaris?
Well, I just want to thank you for having me on tonight, Mark. It's been a pleasure and very interesting information. Thanks for sharing. And yeah, I agree with you. We just need to stay more positive and stay higher on the plane of consciousness to the point where we can affect positive change and maybe kind of deter some of this stuff.
Well, thanks, Solaris. Well, folks, this is Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder, and we will see you next time. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Lars. Bye-bye.
Bye.